Delling poll, yet again BBC caught promoting left-wing propaganda. By James Delling poll on September 18, 2019. A Labour activist has ambushed Conservative Prime Minister Boris Johnson at a hospital and ranted at him about NHS cuts. Using your skill and judgment, see if you can spot the news story cunningly hidden in that sentence. While you're trying to work out, here is how the BBC promoted it. And here is how the BBC's political editor Laura Kuensberg chose to spin it. Have you worked out where the news story is yet? Haha. Fooled you. There is, of course, no news story here whatsoever. It's what used to be known in the trade, in the days when the journalistic industry maintained professional standards, as a dog bites man story. That is, it is a story so predictable, so workaday, so commonplace that no self-respecting journalist or imprint or license fee-funded state broadcaster would waste time covering it. How times have changed, eh? These days you can scarcely move for stories on the BBC and its ideological soulmate Sky News and Channel 4 News about Boris Johnson being heckled and harangued by political activists who disagree with him. The other day, it was the turn of some non-entity from Luxembourg to have a go. All right. So the non-entity in question, Xavier Bettel, happens currently to be Luxembourg's prime minister. But, then in Luxembourg, pretty much everyone gets their turn sooner or later to be prime minister. We're talking about a duchy with a population of just 614,000, so we're looking at the equivalent, maybe, of the mayor of a medium-sized English city. Would it be news if, say, the mayor of Brighton organized a stunt designed to embarrass the prime minister? Obviously not. No one cares what the mayor of Brighton thinks, if indeed that wind farm blighted, seagull-infested hellhole of woke even has a mayor. And the same rule ought certainly apply to the Prime Minister of Luxembourg. A perfectly pleasant country, I went there for lunch once with my father and daughter during a tour of the Ardennes. It had a Sherman tank on a hill, left over from the war. But that's all I can remember, but not one that has made any significant contribution to Western civilization. Here is a list of the most famous people from Luxembourg. I guarantee you won't have heard of any of them. Yet the BBC decided in its wisdom that this non-story was of such importance that it deserved its own gate suffix. Podium gate, it called it, as if it were some kind of major scandal to rank with, say, Watergate or Climate Gate. Which it wasn't. But the BBC deserves no sympathy here. Even before the activist's identity was revealed, it was perfectly obvious to anyone with an ounce of sense that this was not some ordinary member of the public. How was it obvious? Because it's what the BBC does, and what Sky News and Channel 4 News also do, all the time. Sure, it's possible that on some occasions they are genuinely unaware that the father of a sick child slash worried mum slash anxious EU citizen worried about their residency status post-Brexit slash food bank using nurse is a political activist and not a real person. But even when they're not, that's still no excuse. Left-wing protester harangues conservative prime minister about their favorite left-wing protest topic is never a news story because it's a dog bites man story. It doesn't advance any objective narrative. It doesn't tell us anything about anything that we couldn't have already guessed. It doesn't provide us with any cogent, worthwhile criticism of government policy. It can be summed up in a classic English phrase, from the era when we were much more sensible about such matters. Well, he would say that, wouldn't he? What bothers me about this is the corrosive effect the constant drip-drip-drip of these leftist biased non-stories has on our political culture. Essentially, what it does is to shift the Overton window relentlessly leftwards. The BBC, Sky News and Channel 4 News, Britain's three dominant TV news services, do not advertise themselves as left-wing media outlets. They purport to be more or less neutral. Yet when they run non-stories like these, as they frequently do, they are acting like left-wing propagandists. Dangerously effective left-wing propagandists, too. Boris Johnson, as we know, is famously averse to confrontation. He likes being liked. He is also quite sensitive, so his instinctive response when harangued by someone like the labor activist pretending to be an ordinary member of the public is to furrow his brow, awkwardly, and wonder what he can do to avoid ever having to have such an encounter again. Even, perhaps, to the point of deciding to spunk yet more taxpayers' money up the wall propping up this moribund hangover from the Attlee era. For Boris Johnson, see also, Almost every right-of-center politician in the country. Almost every right-of-center commentator in the country. Almost every right-of-center voter in the country. Listening to the squishier members of the conservative commentariat, my cuck chum Toby Young springs immediately to mind. You would imagine that this was just a mildly regrettable state of affairs which we have to accept because it was ever thus, and conservatives just have to work with the system as best they can. I disagree. The BBC is a blight on the body politic, a monstrous affront to democracy and a relentless betrayer of the people it is supposed, dispassionately and fairly, to serve. Its left-biased influence on our political culture is not merely wrong but downright evil. Permitting the BBC to carry on as it does with all its state-sanctioned and anti-free market privileges merely because that is how has always been is it is the equivalent of saying, well, why shouldn't we have gone on letting Jimmy Savile sexually abuse corpses and underage kids? It's just what Jimmy liked to do and always did do. I feel so strongly about this because I find it unforgivable that the interests of at least half the British population, and of quite possibly the majority of the British population, are being betrayed and ignored because politicians pay far, far too much attention to what the BBC et al. Are telling them to do and far too little to what British people would actually like them to do. Can you imagine the BBC ever running a story about an angry taxpayer confronting a conservative prime minister over the stupendous inefficiency of an archaic healthcare system which has some of the worst health outcomes in the Western world and badly needs reform? Can you imagine the BBC ever running a story in which a worried Brexiteer confronts Boris over his fears that the Brexit he's preparing to deliver won't be hard enough? You can't. It would never happen. Scrap the license fee.